Parshas Vayera, Vayera Elov, the Midas HaChesed of Avram Avinu, Hachnosas Orchim, Bikur Choylem, Hachnosas Orchim, the Hemshech of the Parsha, Asher Yitzaves, Bonov, Lasois, Tzedoka, Umishpot, Sedoim, the Hepech of Chesed. The Gemara says that the 26, in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the 26 times it says Hoidu, is connected the 26 doiros that before Matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was zon es ha'olam b'chesed, olam chesed yivane, Avram Avinu, Amud HaChesed. It's fascinating. The Merkaz story over here is the Hachnosas Orchim. It's fake. It's malachim. They really didn't eat. The ultimate dogma where we're stelling avek, gedoyla mihashchos hashchina. It's fake. It's not Hachnosas Orchim. Shamati. Hachnosas Orchim is not about the Ani. It's about the Oshir. It's about the Noising. It's about the Tzura, how the Olam runs. It's a small detail if it was yet grad the Puntian Ani. The says people think the ultimate Matziv in the world when it's in this state is that there shouldn't be Aniyim. No, we need that. It's a system. There's a system of Nisina, of Chesed. The fact that it was Malachim or Ani is punkt, is a punkt. Shtel Devek Chesed. From this chesed also comes Torah. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up with the Malachim and they're mitvakeach, Torah b'shamayim, Torah down lebnei Adam, his tine is, by Avram Avinu you ate basar v'cholov. That was his tshuva nitzachas, to be zoich in Torah from this chesed. And we also know there's another makar in Chazal that Avram Avinu was running after the bakar and it ran away and he finds the Pesach of Gan Eden. It's not a coincidence. And then he doesn't find the bakar, and then as habakar asher osa, he makes a bakar with sefer ayitzira. But the running to, and it's not a coincidence. And punk now he's zoich and he finds the ma'aras hamachpela and the pesach of Gan Eden. The chesed stels avek chesed, it stels avek Torah, it stels avek Gan Eden. It's a big yisoy. But it starts betzim. It's interesting. Vayera Elov stels the kliyakar. Doesn't even say his name. Vayera Elov. It's a love. It's not Avram. Avram is a lashon of Av Hamoin Goyim, of Srora. It's not that. It's a love. Anova. The fact ain hashchina shoyra ella al gibor chacham oshir va'anov. The ikar is anov. If you're not gibor chacham oshir, what's the anova? That's a stamagornis. It's the a love. A love. That alone is the siba. The emes is. I saw another pshat. What does it mean? Vayera a love. Let it say el Avram. Alright, we're talking now, Avram Avinu was Messiah, the Bris Mila. By a Bris Mila, by a Bris, the Balaturim is Messiah. The end of the last week's parsha, Nimoilu Itoi, Vayera Elov. So it's Gleich from the Bris. By a Bris, the Shechina himself comes. There's a mice I someone's brought down, there was a Bris, that the Briskarov was, Noichach, he was in attendance. And there were a lot of Choshev Rabbonim. Someone mentioned a Shprav, Choshev Oilam. They said, the Bashef is Yehuda Void Lakra, the Bashef is here, the Bris Mila. It's already Vayera Elov. There's another pshat though. Vayera Elov, the Eloina Mamre, Elov, Hashem will be nigla to anyone. Even to, he's say from Moire 9, he says, even Aloina Mamre means even a Russia, even, it's a drasha. Here it's going on Avram Avinu, but it's saying the Eibishter can be Nizgala to anyone that has a Ratzon, even if it's Eloin Mamre, Russia is Russia Tevis, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even anyone, Vayera Elov. Now, Lamaisa, the pasuk says, "V'hu yoyshev pesach oil." Beforehand, Chazal said he wasn't able. He was an orel. He wasn't able to be mekabel shchina in a oifin. It was nafal al panav. Now he was able to be. He was able to be yoyshev. When did this event happen? There's kamashitas in the medrash. When exactly was this event? Some say it happened on Pesach. Later on, by loit umatzeis ofav ayichelu. Some say it was right after Yom Kippur. If the bris of Avram Avinu was on Yom Kippur, according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, then it's a few days before Sukkos. There are a lot of makaris that it's already Sukkos. Had at shtims, if it's 3 days lemilasa and the mila was on Yom Kippur, that doesn't exactly work out. But it says v'hishanu tachas ha'eitz. I saw brought down eitz means the schach. Ki alkein avartem. The emes is your helchid rochem and your potter from the sukkah. Or alkein avartem. You're passing by. Sit under the sukkah. Why is Avram Avinu not in the sukkah? There's a Ptur Mitztayer. All kinds of diukim and the psukim that we're talking about. Sukkis. Other Makaris says that it was Pesach. Now it says it was Ve'eloine Mamre. Rashi already brings Hushanosan like Eitza al Hamilo. What was the Eitza? Shanosan like Eitza al Hamilo. So one shot I saw is brought down. There's a machlekes if by Mila the brach is Lomol or al Hamilo. Famous Sugim Sochem Davzain, all Sugim by all brachas Betzen, if the Lushan and the Gedorim of when it's al and when it's lit. Sugi Arucha. But by Mila, one of the Gemara, brings there, should you say al Hamilo Lomol, it depends, the Aben, someone else. So, Nosan li Eitza al Hamila. He gave him an Eitza that the Nusach is al Hamila. Another pshat is that an Eitza can mean a refuah. He gave him a refuah for the Mila. Another pshat, you can be Mefalpel. There's a Shaila. It says in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer that Avraham Avinu's bris Mila was on Yom Kippur. But Avraham Avinu kaim kol haterakul. It's Yom Kippur. It's a Mila shaloi bezmana. If it's so pashit, he's allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. Ken zayin, yeah, because he has a tzivoy mefurish to do Mila. And his Inyan that he's keeping Yom Kippur is only an Inyan. Ma'oid that you're talking that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after he did the bris milah. But yesh ladan bazeh. But akopana, maybe that was the eitzah. The eitzah was that you could do the milah. Another pshat is that Avraham Avinu's thinking to do a bris milah, it looks the way the hamoin of the umois would look at it. Maybe it's an achzarius. And Avraham Avinu the entire time is trying to show chesed and nice and this. He thought maybe it would be a shter to his kidum on what he's handling with the umois. And he gave him an eitzah al hamilah to do it. The Emes is the Medrash says, it says Mamre gave him the Eitzah. There was three Balei Bris that Avraham Avinu had. And by the way, that's the simplest shot. Avraham Avinu was Miyayitz with them. They're his Balei Bris. He has a, what do you call it, a Bris? A treaty. But if you're gonna be weak now after Bris Mila, you have to let your partners in the treaty know. You have to let them know. And he's Miyayitz with Oner, Eshkel, and Mamre. And the Medrash says, Oner answers, Rosh HaTevis Oner, Inoy Nefesh Ra, not a good idea. Eshkol answers, Rosh HaTevis Eshkol, Ein Shove Klum Lamila. Mamre answers, Rosh HaTevis Mamre, Maher Mali Ritzoyin Elikecha. Let's write down. It says, Vayar Vihine Shloisha Anoshim, the Ramban brings from the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim that this entire thing is a machazeh. The entire thing that he sees the three people and he prepares for them food and everything, it's all a nevuah. And the Ramban is shtar kholik, the Ravad, it's kepshuta, he brings a lot of rayas, he makes a traskveg in them, that it's not just that he sees it. But it's interesting, in the Zohar it says he sees shloisha anoshim. Again, the shloisha anoshim are either nidmaloi ka'arevim, on the other hand they were the malachim, Michal, Gavriel, Rafal. The Zohar says the three anoshim is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram Avinu seeing now the system that he's being maimed a marechet of shleisha avos, he sees himself and the hemshech, the shleisha anoshim that he sees is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's all kind of questions that lechera one of them came to be matzaloit. Why does that one have to come to Avram? There's all kind of cheshbonos. He had another tafkid also, but it also has to be the shleisha anoshim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's also that. The Gemara in Bechayrus Daf Vav has a shaila that maybe cholov, milk, of a kosher animal, is not mutter, b'shtia, b'achilo. The Gemara has it written that maybe it's dam. Dam nechar v'nasa cholov. Maybe cholov is really dam, and dam of a behem is osur. The Gemara has another tzad that it's aver minachai. This liquid that comes out, it's an aver minachai. And there's two nidnoinim in the Gemara that cholov is osur, because it's aver minachai and dam. The Gemara has a shakavataria, spoiler, not on the milk, on the sugya, the maskana, milk is mutter. I mean, not everyone holds bezmanazet's mutter. I know people that don't eat milchig because they're worried that the cow is a treifa. And l'chayr was saimach on roiv, but some people are chayshish, they know the netunim, maybe you should send it in a cow scan first and check. It's ekel of rure, it's a rubid ekel of rure. Put it in a cow scan and then milk it. To say that every time you should milk it and then shecht it and check, that's already mistama, that's not within the realm of ikal of ruri, but a cow scan. But cholov, and the Gemara has an idin that cholov is osur, not as cholov treifa, that's a bazunder issues. Alf eger menachai and as dam. So the Gemara brings a raya, first of all, he says, if had the cholov is mutter, if the third asur basar v'cholov, vayisleis cholov itself, l'chudei, is mutter. The Gemara is doicha that, maybe the chiddush is that it's even osur b'hano. Cholov is osur anyways. Bash b'shtia. Basar v'cholov is osur b'hano, b'bishol. The Gemara brings a few rayas. It says Erez Zovas Cholav Udvash. It says that by Shmuel he gave Maseres Charitzei Cholav. Different Mekairis. That it brings that Cholav is Mutter. And that is the Maskana. B'chayrus Daf Vav. The Shita Mekubetzes over there in B'chayrus Daf Vav brings a Toshis Chitzonius that asks, why don't you learn that Cholav is Mutter? Because it says over here, by Avraham Avinu, Vayikachem of a Cholav. So you see that Cholav is Mutter. And Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. The emes is, if Cholav is Avram and Achai, then it's Osir even to a Benoyach. If it's Osir Asdam, then it's only Osir to a Yisrael. If it's Osir Avram and Achai, it's Osir even to a Benoyach. So why don't you bring a raya from Avraham Avinu? So the Shita Mekabetz over there brings, he says, Mimnei Ubei, it's not true. It says he gave them Basar V'cholav. And Elamai, the Medrash says, that he quotes Yerushalmi, it's a Medrash actually, that's the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was Menatzeach afterwards with the Malachim. That's his Eitzah, that you were Nichsel and Basar V'cholav. So Oyber Chacham once asked me, bring a raya from the Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina Nitzachas is from Basar V'cholav. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu making a Taina Nitzachas from Cholav? The Eretz says Moshe Rabbeinu knows the Sugim B'chayrus Davav. He's holding in the Maskon already. That's a klotzkash. Now, there's a cheshbin, some of the achronim make, that maybe it was cholov of a ben pekua. There's a shayla, if cholov of a ben pekua is milachik. Shayla in the achronim. If it's mutter to eat cholov of a ben pekua, you're allowed to eat anything from a ben pekua, even without shechita. And even the chalokim, other chalokim of the behema. And it's not even menachai and all that, but is it milachik? It's a big shayla in the achronim. Maybe that would be part of the cheshbin over here. The Meshech Chacham also brings a tzad that it was cholov of a ben pekua. I don't know where they got a ben pekua. Where did they get a bent pekua from? A bent pekua means that they shechted its mother. Avraham Avinu was mal himself 3 days ago. According to the Marsha, and I mentioned it already, Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs and became a din of a yid after he was mal. So 3 days after he's mal, how does he have a bent pekua who's old enough to give milk from the mother that he shechted? What?
He his bris.
Of his bris or Yitzchak? It doesn't say there was a suda by his bris, by Yitzchak's bris. Yeah, we'll get to Yitzchak's bris. We'll get to the suda of Yitzchak's bris. He's a parv. The Maisa, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu was running after the Bokar, and in the end it went into Maharas HaMachpelah, and he was Es HaBokar Asher Osa. So he made a Bokar with Sefer Yetzira. I don't know if that Bokar is fleshig. So then you have a new Eitzah for the Basar V'Cholav. Someone once told me maybe the milk came from that Bokar, but that's not. Bokar doesn't give milk. It's just not. But it could be the Bokar is not fleshig. The Chassam Sofer writes that Bechlal, the Taina Klapi, the Malachim, that it was Basar V'Cholav, it doesn't say they ate it together. Nor even separately, between the Basar and the Cholav, you have to be Menachah Piv, and Bederach Klal, the Eitzah is you eat the bread. But it says here that the Issa was Nitma. So the Issa was Nitma, there was no bread in between. Now you have a problem of Basar V'Cholav. But I saw that the Stipler in Birchas Peretz, he asks that Basar V'Cholav is only Asar if you Mavashal at Biachad. Where was it in his Vashal Biachad? So he says, because malachim are esh, gufam esh, and when they ki'ilu consumed it, they consumed it as with a fire, and that's considered a efshar basar v'cholav. There's a whole other sugya over here. Avraham Avinu, also chesed, he's davening for Sidoim. And he starts making a shakla v'tarya. What if there's 50, 40, 30, 20, 10? Why didn't, before he started this Shakla Vataria, check out Be'erich, what's the situation on ground level? There's a Meretik of Deher from the Dvar Avram, Kovnarov, he was living in the times of the Haskalah, where Mamish, with a Pleiadik Oifin, Mishpachay Shlemus were falling by the wayside to the Haskalah and becoming not religious in a very, very rapid process. So he said, in Kovna it was happening. So the Dvar Avram said, he says, Avram Avinu, when he was going to Daven by Sidoim, it's given a matzav as even kovna. When he started the nidin, it was 50. When he turns around, it's 40, 30. It's just going down. The emissary is, it's interesting, there's a machlekes Rashi and Ramban. Avraham Avinu keeps on being masumatan, efshe 30, efshe 20. By 50, he was trying to save all 10, and 45 as well, because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would start off a center. But when he asked for 40, he's saving 4 cities or 5 cities? Rashi learns 4 cities, and 30 only 3, and 22. 10-1, and I'm assuming 45 is Maram is also to 36, 27, 18, and 9 of the 40, 30, 20, 10. Frech the Ramban. Why is Avraham Avinu so apologetic? Ulai, maybe, 40. It's math. It's Nishtanai Sugya. We asked for 5 cities for 50. Now I'm asking 4 cities, 40 was. The Ramban did for August. He says, no, even by 40, 30, 20, 10, he was trying to save all the cities. Ulai, Liyashev Rashi, I was thinking maybe by 40, The chiddush would be that you could say four, even if some of the 40 are from the other fifth city, some remnants. Which cities would get? You make a goyro, we'll work it out. There's an interesting diak, the Meshech Chochma. The pasuk says, Ula yachsur and chamishim, arboim, shleishim. By 30 and 40, it says, loy eseh. Loy eseh means I won't do anything. I won't do anything. By 10 and 20, it already says, loy ashchis. Loy ashchis means I won't totally destroy it. But 10 and 20, to save all five cities, it's loy ashchis. Loy ashchis gives a connotation, I won't totally destroy them, but something will do. By 30 and 40, it's loy eseh. Frek the Meshech Chochma, beautiful leak, but frek the Meshech Chochma. By 45, it says loy ashchis. Why by 45 does it say loy ashchis? By 40 and 30, it's still loy eseh. Why is 45 loy ashchis? He says 45 is a bigger taina. 45, each one has 9. Kemat, they're at it. It's a bigger taina, a bigger tviyah. There's a kpeda. Kemat, they had the asara. There's a sprach of loy ashchis. I won't totally destroy them.
They had a kfar
with
each.
Right, exactly. But that's the taina. Why wasn't there a 10th? It's a kpeda. There was 9. Why wasn't the 10th? Lamaisa, the tefillah. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahapech Sedoim. There's a vart from the Ishbitzer that this is a hemshech from Bris Mila of Avram Avinu. Bris Mila is Hasaras Ha'orla from the guf of the Odom Hasholim of Avram Avinu from his Ramach Evarim. Mahapech Sedoim is the Hasaras Ha'orla of Eretz Yisrael. Also, it's a hemshech. We continue. There's Avram and there's the Eretz Yisrael. It's the Silaka Orla of Eretz Yisrael. There's also a whole sugya here of Hatzolas Loit. Also a whole ganze sugya. Interessant. The story with Loit, he becomes a shikar. And from there comes Amin Amoyev. I saw interesting maisa from Rav Abele Fossweiler. Rav Abele, he was a big dayan in Vilna. I'm not sure, a little bit before the times that are going, a little after, 200 more years ago. The Mishnah Berurah Taka, in one place, he brings from the Chaya Odom, B'Shem Rav Abele Pressweiler, it's a Chiddush Ladina, it's a halacha. On the first night of Rosh Hashanah, if a person says, Hakel HaKadosh, you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, but the first night of Rosh Hashanah, Nishgefelach, it's the same way on Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot the Alav Yavai. Maybe it's not Rosh Chodesh. If you get Yalav Yavi, Hakel HaKadosh, not worse than missing Yalav Yavi the first night of Rosh Chodesh. So the Sharetzin brings it from Rav Abele Pressweiler. He says, it's not true. Over there, the pshat is you have a migu. If you forgot the Alav Yavai, okay, so maybe it's not Rosh Chodesh. But over here, you daven the Rosh Hashanah daven. You didn't daven a tefillah schoil. You said the whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. It says tarti the sasri. There's a vikuach about it in the poskim.
Every single chayyur, if you were daven, would they regular
tomorrow? He says that in the Sharetzin. Yeah. He fears that. He says maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's what Abele means. Rav Abele Pressweiler. Anyways, there's a mice with him. Someone once came to him in Vilna, he asked for a michtav, because he has a few daughters in Shaduchim, and it's already, he needs money, and to marry them off, and he gave him a letter, and this guy went collecting, but a few minutes later, he had a few kopekis, he went to the, he became shikar, he's, to forget his tzaras, yeah, but they found him in the street, rolling in the street, and they have a letter from Rav Abele. So he went to Rav Abele, he says, who are you giving haskamas to? So Rav Abele said, he says, Yetz Farshteach. He says, it says, everyone says, Shikar Azoivi Loit. Why do we say Shikar Azoivi Loit? Noyach also drank. Noyach was way before. If I was talking Shikar Azoivi Loit. He told the Yid, he says, Herzu. Noyach had all of his kids married already. He could afford to get Shikar. Loit had 2 daughters and 4 daughters. He can't marry Shikar. I thought it was Shikar Azoivi Loit.
You work it out?
Yeah, so. You heard Rabbi Robin's announcement. Yeah. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, a fascinating thing, a diak, I want to stell on doylam. It says in this week's parasha, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, 3 times. 3 times. It says it when Avram Avinu goes to Davin for Sedoim, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, Perkites. A second time, later on in the parasha, when Avram Avinu is told by Sarah, and Hashem says to listen to her, to be Mishaleach Yishmol, it's his son, but send him away. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Sends him away. And of course, the third time, Ezer Hashem, we'll see in the Hemshech Vesugius here, the Parsha, the Akeda, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. So it's interesting, the Gemara Pesachim, the Avdal, Rosh, Munchulun, the Tzadiyalach, the Gemara brings, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker is a makar, Zrizin Magdimel Mitzvahs. Zrizin Magdimel Mitzvahs. Zok Toysvahs, and many of the Rishonim, they learn, which Vayashkim Avram Baboiker are you quoting? Because There's a Gemara in Chulin that says, "Vayashkim Avram baboiker mikan l'talmud chacham shelo yetsa yichidi balayla." Don't go out in the middle of the night by yourself. Wait till it's light. It's dangerous to go out yichidi balayla. So Frektoy says, which one do you learn out? Zmizan Magdimin or Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. So explains Toises, by the Akedah, he wasn't Yechidi, and it was Letzorech Mitzvah. He was with Eliezer and Yishmael and Yitzchak, and he wasn't, and it was Letzorech Mitzvah. There's no problem of Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. Over there is the Makar, Zmizan Magdimin LeMitzvahs. But by the Tefillah on Sedayim, it's a nice concept, but it wasn't a Mitzvah, and he went alone. Over there, it's not Al Zmizan. Over there, we learn out Talmud Chacham Ayetz Yechidi Balayla. Kach, Shitas Toises Mosh Rishonim. Stiris and Rashi about it, and Chulin and Psachim. The Velt asks, but there's a Vayashkem Avram Baboyker over here by Shiluach Yishmol. It was a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen to Shara's Nevuah. That Tishma B'Koyla. Zrizim Magdim Ola Mitzvah. Shiluach Yishmol, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker, Zrizim Magdim Ola Mitzvah. There's a Poshet. Shiluach Yishmol. Yishmol is a sakana to Yitzchak, beruchnius, begashmius. Even if there wouldn't be a yisoid of Zrizin Magdim Olimitzvahs, it's pasha that kipshuta you have to kol rega verega. Moshul lema davar doyme, it's yidua, if there's two kids to give a brismila, one of them is bismane and one of them is shaloi bismane, they say that the shaloi bismane comes first. Because the bismane is the entire eighth day. What's the difference, three in the afternoon or in the morning? Zrizin Magdim Olimitzvahs. The yoyim hashmini is one big yoyim hashmini. The Mila Shaloi Bezmane, which you would have thought is less choshev, but it's called Rega Verega, without reason. There's an oral here called Rega Verega. Yesh Lefal, but at the eighth day has that also, Yesh Lodin. But the idea that Kenzai, that's the other Nekuda of the Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. I so brought down that Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, there are certain days of the year that a person is supposed to get up Bezunda earlier. Alamol Avada, if the Vesikin, make the Mogan Avram, yeah. There's a bazundara Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. So the remes for the days that you're supposed to get up early is Avram. I saw this brought down. Avram, Aleph is Av, Tisha B'Av. It's brought down Tisha B'Av. People get up late, but Tisha B'Av. Beis is Bria Sa'olam, Rosh Hashanah. Resh, Avram, we're going to the letters Avram. Resh is Rabbah, Tzoyim Rabbah, Yom Kippur. Hey is Hoshana Rabbah. And Mem is Megillah for Purim. Those are the days. Shvach HaRamazon, I saw a different nusach. It's the same days, but the remez is from the last letter of the word. Aleph is Hoshana, ends with an Aleph. Beis is Tisha B'Av, ends with a Beis. Reish is Yom Kippur, ends with a Reish. Hey is Rosh Hashanah, ends with a Hey. And Mem is Purim, ends with a Mem. The only one that's consistent is Purim. It's from the same letter, but from a different way. Either it was the Mem of Megillah or the mem Sofi of Purim. We have here after Girish Yishmael, you have Avram Avinu is 100, and he's Mal Yitzchak Benoy, and then it says Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomal Vayas Avram Mishte Godol Biyoim Higomal Es Yitzchak. What does it mean a Mishte Godol Biyoim Higomal Es Yitzchak? Which day is that? What event is this? Toysis and Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lamed. It's got a makar and a remes for a suit of a brismila. Biyoin Hey Gimel. Biyoin He Gimel is Hey Gimel. Hey Gimel is Gematria 8. Baruch Haba, we say also the kid comes in. Haba is Gematria 8. Biyoin Hey Gimel Mol. Hey Gimel Mol. So it's a suit of brismila. I saw a different shot that Biyoyim Higomel means Avram Avinu wrote a Sefer Yitzira, and he learned it together b'chavrusa with Yitzchak, and when they made a Siyam on the Sefer, that was the Suda. So it was a Suda Siyam. Another pshat I saw from the Michtav Sefer, one of the sons of the Chassam Sefer, a brother of the Ksav Sefer, the Michtav Sefer, Reb Shimon Sefer, he says it was a Suda's Bar Mitzvah, but it doesn't mean Bar Mitzvah. Yitzchak was only a few years old. But by Ben Noyach, the Shir of Godless is not totally in Yud Gimel. It's as soon as you become a certain Bagrus Adas, and it can be Imamish even very young. So it was a bar mitzvah. V'chohena, I saw various pshatim. So we said either it's bris. Kipshuta, it's higamal when he was 24 months. He was nigmal. I saw various, I didn't see anyone says it was an upsharon, but there's various other pshatim, what it means. V'yoyim higamal es Yitzchak. Now Tosfos brings it as the makar that there's a suda of, by a bris milah, that it's a suda's mitzvah. And it's kedai to see the musagim of Sudas Mitzvah, of course, in the Yamshel Shloimeh, in Baba Kama Daf Pei, he goes through all the various Sudas, what's called Sudas Mitzvah, what's not called the Sudas Mitzvah. They talk about it in the Pesach, and what about a Sudas Bris Milah Shaloi Bismana? It's a shaila what it means. There's different Pesach mean different things when they say it. Some say a Sudas Bris Milah Shaloi Bismana means if the baby wasn't 8 days old when you mild him. If the baby was already beyond 8 days old, is there also an inyan of a Suda? Sudas Bris Milah Shaloi Bismana. But there's another shot. You made a baby, the bris, on 8th day. For whatever reason, you didn't have a Suda. Can you make the Suda a few days later if it's Shaloi Bismana? Does the Suda have to be on the day of the bris? It's two different shailas.
It's kosher, because if someone's 8th day is on the tinus,
yeah.
It's not shaykh.
Okay, so maybe they won't be. So that's the shaila. Is it not shaykh? Or do you make the Suda Shaloi Bismana? Exactly, that is the shaila. Okay, that's the dogma of the case. The Nisoyin of the Akedah. We know the Mishnah says in Ovos Perakei, Asora Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. That's right away following the previous Mishnah that says Asora Doiris Minoyach Ad Avram. Of course, it's a series of Mishnayos that say tens. If you go through the fifth Perak of Perakei Ovos, the first few Mishnayos are 10, then 7, then 4. It's going, the series is numbers. Derech Agav, the first Tosfos in Kedushin, the one that talks about Ho Isha, or Isha, at the end says, you should know, nuances like this, sometimes the Tana says the number before the topic, and sometimes the topic before the number. One of the Degmois he brings is, Asara Mamoris Nevroilam. It's Mamash Apella. Asara over there is the topic. The agenda is the Tana is giving you lists of 10. Let's say there's an issue. Whenever you want to say a number of something, do you say the number first or the topic first? Over there, the topic is the number 10. I don't know why Tysus brings it as a Degma Ha'ara. There's other things going on in there in the Tysus, but Ha'ara on the Tysus. But the Mishnah says, "Asara doiris minoyachad avram, asara mamaris nevroilam, asara doiris mi." Then and then, "Basara nisyanis nesnas avram avinu." So Reb Chaim Volozhin, he's medayik. Avram Avinu, his last name is Avinu, but that's only in the Mishnah of asara nisyanis. In the previous Mishnah, "Asara doiris minoyachad avram," it doesn't say his last name. He says the taich is by nisyanis, it's Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu was matbia in ledoiris. The Amida bin Nisyonos shteld avek for Klal Yisrael. He says, why is it that for so many hundreds of years people were Maisa Nefesh to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael? It wasn't so easy. Right? Not everyone flies business. An economy in the back, it's shver. And Amol was even shver. But how were they Amid bin Nisyon to do that? Because Avram Avinu already did Lech Lecha. And more, Yidden, hundreds of years, they were Moiser Nefesh, Kipshutai, Mesiris Nefesh, Lehoreg Al Kiddush Hashem. That comes from Orkastim. That comes from the Akedah, Lagabi Yitzchak, the Yecholis. Otherwise, it's built the Afshari. It's because Avram Avinu put us into it. Now, is a Machlaikis Rishonim what the Ten Nisyonis are? The Sfarim say that everyone goes through Ten Nisyonis. If you're 22 years old and you think you already went through 9 of them, you know, Efshanish, just know. Life is still going to send you things. But everyone goes through Asara Nisyonis. The purpose of Nisyonis are Nesl His Noises, to be Oymed on it and be Mis'ale. But the Bar Tanur Akhapanam learns that the first Nisyon is Or Kastim. So does Rabbeinu Yoina. Or Kastim, that Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh to get killed, to break the Psalm of and be challenged by Nimrod. It wasn't such a thing. The Rambam Grad in Pirush HaMishnayis counts Lech Lecha as the first. He doesn't count Or Kastim. Now, of course, there's quite a few sheets. I'm not going to go through mamish all the details of every 10, but avada, every rishon, if he takes out one, puts something else in instead. You have to have 10 at the end. So it's a machlekes if orkastim counts as the first. It's actually also a machlekes if akeda is the last. The Bar Tanura says akeda is the 10th, so does the Rambam in this case. The Rambam, lemoshel, splits Girish Hogar and Girish Yishmal as two different isyonis. If you were wondering if orkastim went through, where is it coming? There's other things to work out also. But some say that Kvura Sora is the last one. But assuming that Akedah is the last one, is a shaila here? Is it the Nisoyin of Avram? Is it the Nisoyin of Yitzchak? It says by the Nisoyin of Akedah, Vayaras Hamokoi Meirochoik. Meirochoik. As Fasemis writes, Avram Avinu was a Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak is Gevura. And it's an Nisoyin over here for Avram because it's Rochoik. It's not his Midah. The Ikar Avoid of Nisoyin is when it's not your Midah. That Avram Avinu was able to stel tzu to the Darg of Gvura of Yira. Ikar HaNisoyin Hu Bebchina HaAcheres. So Avram sees it Meirachayk. And Taka, the Ebrister says afterwards, now I see that you're Yore Elikin. Yira, Gvura. That's what he sees that he's able to get at the end. It's the Yira that he's oimed on. But on the other hand, there's a pshat that the Nakuda of the Nisoyin was, like we mentioned before, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, that he did it with Zrizus, the Shem Yishmol, and his others, he did it with Simcha also, a fascinating Ha'ara. Avram Avinu is Nisbaser from the Malach to stop. It's a Gvisa Darga Vashros Hashchino or a Malach or something. Someone that's Va'atzvus can't have such a Hisgalus. If he would have been doing this Akedah, but not with the Vayashkem Avram Bavoyker, not with the Zrizus, not with the Simcha, not with the Geshmak, he wouldn't have been able to be Nisbasa, the Shlav Beis, and Yitzchak would have gotten killed. The Hatzolah, it's not a Zaytig Apraz, I'm already the Gezach. The Hatzolah of everything, because L'doiris, Be'etzim, there is supposed to be a Yitzchak and a Hemshech. Oh, but the Hatzolah that is able to be a Yitzchak is Ma'akim, Likuva, that Avram Avinu did it with Simcha. If not, he wouldn't have been able to get the second Shlav and be told to stop. And he thought he's supposed to do it. And it's more than that. Be'etzim, he has a Shakal of Ataria. The Malach says, "Ati yadati ki yireh lekim ata v'lo chasach tes vinches yichitcha mimeni." I heard the Meir d'Kipshat. What does it mean, mimeni? Whenever a person does a mitzvah, he creates a Malach. Now, if you do a mitzvah with the ganze bren, with the shlemus, with the whole Ramach Yevorim, with the whole das, and the moyach, and the koyach, the Malach is bet'em. It looks like that. If it's done halb gebakt, with the krech, that's what the Malach looks like. He's crippled, isn't it? Avram Avinu is not sure if he's supposed to be doing this. He's getting a message he's supposed to stop, but he doesn't think that this is the delivery yet. He's not sure. He's Taka doesn't know. It's part of the Nisayin. So it tells him, Mimeni, look at me. I'm the Malach, this humongous Malach that's coming and telling him to stop. He says, you know where I come from? I was just created now from the Akedah, Mimeni. I'm the Malach. If you think and you worry that you didn't do the job yet and it wasn't the full shlemus of the delivery yet, you can stop. You know why? Mimeni, look how I look. State in Pirkei Rabbi Lazar that the Akedah was on Yom Kippur. State that Avram Avinu had a bechin of Kohen Gadol. The Radal, he's the Mefarish on the Pirkei Rabbi Lazar, he handles why after Kohen Gadol. Could be Yom Kippur, you need Kohen Gadol. But he says a pshat because Avram Avinu was going to be an oinein when he is going to be shechting Yitzchak. And an oinein, a regular coin, is not kosher ba'anin, it's only coin gadol. The problem is, in the sugi of Zichni Dorm, a little bit of complex sugi, but tamei, even coin gadol is not by a korban yachid. And Lachair Avram Avinu was also going to be tamei meis. If you're worried about oinein, you're worried about tamei meis. I once want to say for someone who was worried also about a coin that was horagas ha'nefesh is not kosher. I'm not relating to the question if you understand what akeid is, but oinin is a shtel and that's why kohen gadol. But what about tumah? Also, it says that Avram Avinu was oikid him on the mizbeach. Why on the mizbeach? Shchit is not on the mizbeach. Shchit is in the lamata mizbeach. Afterwards, the dam goes on the mizbeach. The emerim, not the shchita. So there's a lot of pshatim, but there's a famous pshat that you need tzofoin. It's the sugya still learning in Daf Yomi now. You need tzofoin, and there was no tzofoin yet. But the Gemara says that the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach has a din of tzofoin. So to be mekayim the din of tzofoin, it has to be on the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach. I heard once a different pshat, the lashon of the piyut, that talks about the Yitzchak. There's a few places where it calls him Yoynosi, that it was a bechina of Oyla Sa'if. Oyla Sa'if is on the Mizbeach. It wasn't Malika, it's Yitzchak, but It's a bechina of oif kenzain. That's why it's mizbeach. I once read an interesting pshat from Rav Avram Gurvitz from Yerushalayim, Zatzal, from Ner Moshe. Rav Avram Gurvitz, I heard once a whole mahalach. He explained that if Yitzchak was told not to now, Avram is told, why does he have to bring an aisle? Okay, you were told not to. Don't bring anything. What? So there's all kind of pshat, an aisle, acher. He always thought Yitzchak was the aisle, Azoivian aisle. But he says, no, it was a chiev of oilas re'iya. And he brought a lot of makairas to this. That the gedr of this machayev of carbon was, because there was a hashras hashchina here, so it was machayev oilas re'iya. And else that, so if Yitzchak not, you need a different aisle to be makayim the din of oilas re'iya. I don't remember all the details now, but he had a whole arichas to explain that it was the bechina of oilas re'iya. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Aleph. Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Sifches. It says over there you're supposed to say all the karbonis in the morning. By the way, people have a misconception. I mean, some people don't say all the things in the Siddur, but in the Siddur it's not printed, the karbonis. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to say Parshas Oilo, Chatos, Osham, Shlomim. It's not in the Siddur. The Siddur has Parshas Tomid, Parshas Kiyar, Ezu Mekoimon, and a few other sort of things, but a chunk of like all these parshis of the various karbonis is not it. It's a halacha and shulchan aruch, siman aleph, they say. But then it says there's a halacha you're supposed to say, the pasuk. V'shochat oysay al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. And if you say this pasuk, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, okay, this Yitzchak, it's a big union to say this one pasuk, ha-mizogin, perek aleph, pasuk test. V'shochat oysay al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. But I saw this Fasemes explains, others for him, they explain, it's supposed to be ma'ir akedus Yitzchak. It's not just an amiraza. This the oimek of it is that a person could always be zayveach yitzroy. A person has yitzorim. A person has nisyonis. You could be zayveach yitzroy when you say this pasuk v'shachar oisai al yerech tzafoyna. Tzafoyna the machshavis hatzfunois beliba shel adam. A person could be zayveach yitzroy. That's what it's nisoyer by the akeda. Now at the end of the akeda, interesting, it says. By Yikra Avram Shem Amokem Ahu Hashem Yireh Asher Yemer Hayoyim Behar Hashem Yireh. I heard an interesting pshat. Avram Avinu Beroiv Anvosoi Anvesenusoi. After the whole Maisa, he suddenly started feeling that this is a very Mokem Kodesh. By Yikra Avram Shem Amokem Ahu Hashem Yireh. This is a place with Yireh Shemayim. This is a place of Kedusha. And he was doing it. Al Anov, he says, maybe that's why I was able to be Oymed in this Mavel Dikin Asoyin. Mokim kagoram, and the Eibushter answers him back. No, Asher yoyamer hayoyim b'har Hashem yirah. The kedusha in this place is today. What you did, you caused it. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirah shamayim. You did it. You know, I always heard they say that an airport is a mokim full of yirah shamayim. So everyone leaves their yirah shamayim. They lost the yirah shamayim. Then you go. The way to take care of that is it's safer with a safer. It's avada. That's but you have to know that the mokim where you do the amida ben asoyin, because when you have an asoyin, that's when you're doing akedah, and that's when you're doing the shochat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. And Avram Avinu was matbia in us for lech lecha and for mesiris nefesh to die al kiddush Hashem, and avada also mesiris nefesh to live al kiddush Hashem, to be oymed in every little knetch of an asoyin, and to know that after you're oymed in an asoyin, it's a mokim hahu. Hayoyim becomes a mokem kodesh, a mokem of Yerushalayim.